Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Happy Times Podcast.
Welcome to the Happy Times Podcast.
My name is Joey Kidney. I'm your host, and this is going to get personal. This one, it's personal. But first, I want to say happy December 1st, the start of the most wonderful time of year for me. But for a lot of people, it's not. But I want to keep this on the positive outlook. I think it's just a wonderful month that we're able to be with family, that we're able to enjoy the change of seasons for once, because where I'm from, we get a lot of snow. And I find the snow just makes everything worth it. It just makes everything better. It just makes it so much brighter out there. And when the leaves start to fall and everything gets very gray, once that white snow comes down, everything just becomes worth it. It just becomes worth it. And for me, I've always been somebody that's like close to my immediate family, but not that close to like my cousins. And I was younger when I was younger, but now I grew up and I almost became more self-conscious, more introverted, just because, well, I have everybody that I need in my life. Like, honestly, once I got into a relationship, I became very introverted because I didn't need to talk to anybody else. I didn't need to be anyone. I wasn't searching for anyone. I just had to be myself, the person that they fell in love with, and that's it. And I didn't need to talk to anyone. So all I had to do was just talk to my partner, and that's all I needed. And that's still all I need. But now, talking to new people, it's way, way harder. I find myself in a really uncomfortable spot, especially with family, because I find I don't know random things about family. I can't just ask them, you know. Okay, well, the thing is I definitely can't ask them whatever, but it doesn't come to my head to ask them about, you know, their relationships. Are they thinking about having a baby? Things like this. I guess that's what people and families do, but for me, as a shy kid, I grew up a very, very shy kid. It's just a really hard time for me. And that's not even what this podcast is about, but I wanted to touch on that because I know a lot of people feel that way. This podcast is about when it all gets to be too much. Now, I'm going to explain my personal situation right now, and hopefully it's something that you can relate to. It's something that you can understand, and you can put it in your own perspective, in your own words. But I currently live with my girlfriend and my brother and three dogs. So my brother is here visiting, and it's awesome. It's amazing. It's lovely. He lives in BC, and he's visiting now for Christmas, and he's staying for 2 to 3 months. And let's be honest, no matter what in your life, when there's a lot going on, it all tends to be a little bit too much at times. And I think that's okay. I don't think it's a bad thing. I don't think it's a negative thing. I think the way that we think about it to be negative, that's the negative. If we don't allow ourselves to break down and allow ourselves to feel, then we're not actually feeling anything at all. We're just existing when we're not living. To live is to feel. It's to break down. It's to cry. It's to laugh. It's to love. It's everything. It's not to be a robot. So if something makes you upset, be upset about it. If something makes you really, really happy, happy cry about it. I don't know. Snort. Whatever. Not snort. Don't snort things. Like when you laugh, snort, okay? I feel like I'm digging myself a hole. When it all gets to be too much, right? When things are not going your way, when it's a tough day, when, I don't know, when your boss just yells at you in a weird way, when an email doesn't go your way, when you don't get the right test scores that you've always wanted, just when you just get frustrated and the littlest of things just add on to that. These are the things that I've implemented in my personal life when things get to be too much. One, routine. Now, this does not mean go back to a routine that you've always done, because this is a different situation. When we stick to a routine our entire lives and never change when our lives change, we're stuck forcing a routine that doesn't benefit our lives anymore. You see where I'm getting at? So creating a routine for yourself that is adjustable to your new life is what is key. So for myself, creating a routine, okay, so I do a lot of the cooking for the family. And now we have three dogs, and I usually take them out all the time. And I have lots of work. I just dropped a new book. I have over hundreds of dedicated books that I need to sign. I got a lot of work on my load. And I just started Dogmas too, which is Vlogmas on my dog's YouTube channel. And there's a lot going on. So routine for me is what is going to keep me functioning. And my routine right now is I wake up and I clean. I get the cleaning out of the way. Now, I know I can clean at night, but I clean at night. But when I say clean in the morning, it means like empty the dishwasher. Just do it. Just get it out of the way. Clean your body, clean your bathroom, clean your bedroom. Because at the end of the night, when I'm completely done, I'm just depleted. I don't want to have to do a massive clean. I don't want to have to do something that, you know, is going to drive me deeper into this feeling like it's all too much. So for myself, I get up, I clean, and then I get to work. I get to work right away. That I guess that means like also like eating and stuff and fueling myself. But getting to work in the morning is the best time for me because it just allows me to function better. I think my brain works better in the morning. And I don't know necessarily why, it just functions better, especially in Canada with the light that we have right now. Like, we only really have sunlight in the morning until like, honestly, 2:30 some days, maybe 3. And then it just like starts to go down, and that's really depressing. So I need that morning time to get things done. And then around like 2 to 3, right when the sun, like just before the sun starts to set, I take the dogs out, and then I come home, I start cooking, and my workday is done. So I'm jam-packing a lot of work between the hours of, you know, 8 and 1 to 2. That's just how I function. Then I eat, and I make dinner, and I cook a dinner for my girlfriend and my brother, and then we eat that, and we maybe watch like a few TV shows while we're doing that. And then, depending on the night and what my routine has been lately, it's December 1st, so I'm starting a challenge with my mother to... We are going to be doing a workout every single day for 30 days. You're allowed to skip one day, but never two in a row. That's just because my mom's a nurse, and she constantly has things come up, and it's just out of her control sometimes. And that's why nurses, it's odd enough, they don't have the best health because they're worked like dogs. They're not fed right. The food that they have in hospitals is garbage. There's not many options out there. So I'm doing this challenge with her. So right now my routine is going to change a bit. It's going to be wake up in the morning, I clean, and then I get my work done, and then I take the dogs out, I come back and I eat, watch a bit of TV, and then I'm going to come downstairs and I'm going to do a workout at night, which is probably around like 5 to 6 or maybe 5 to 7, depending on when we eat. But it feels like 9 p.m. because the sun's like completely down at that point. And then I'm going to sit back down and get some more work done. And that's how I work. That's how I function, because those are things that fulfill me. And if we're not fulfilling ourselves, then we aren't going to feel happy. We're not going to want to wake up the next day and do it all over again because we didn't accomplish anything. And if there's anybody out there that's a content creator listening to this, your success of fulfilling yourself cannot rely on views. So if you're producing, you know, 20 TikToks or 5 TikToks a day, and you're like, oh my God, I'm just doing so many, but I'm not getting any views. That doesn't matter. It's the fact that you did it. It's the fact that you accomplished that. That's the accomplishment. That's the fulfillment. The success will come to those who work hard. And then we're going into number 2. My second best tip for when it all gets to be too much is to be alone. We need this alone time to center ourselves, to be alone with our thoughts, to understand who we are. Because when we're constantly surrounded by people, we're also constantly surrounded by every thought that they have. And it's every thought that gets poured onto us. And then we start to become them instead of the person who we are, which is ourselves. And so alone time doesn't mean to go sit in a corner and cry. It means to spend time with yourself, go for a walk, do a workout, look in a mirror, do some yoga, do some meditation, do it ever you love to do, play video games, write a book, it doesn't matter, do something for you, not for anyone else, which sounds selfish, and it is, because we need to take care of ourselves before we can take care of others. This Happy Times episode is brought to you by BetterHelp. It can be easy to ignore our social battery and spread ourselves thin, especially when social gatherings are picking up after the winter. For myself, the winter is literally about hibernation, becoming a hermit, and watching as many movies as possible, which results in me being a little antisocial, which then results in me being a little bit more socially anxious. So instead of being unprepared after my winter month, I'm going to therapy. Therapy can give you the self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't just drain your battery. In my personal experience, therapy has done wonders for how I think about life. It gives me an alternate perspective, especially since I've been isolated for so long. If you are thinking about starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/happytimes today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/happytimes.
Alone time is key. And it doesn't mean you're lonely. It just means you're growing. You're recharging. You're getting ready to handle it all when it all gets to be too much. And number two is something that you can't skip over. This alone time is something that you need to implement in your every single day life. Like, you need alone time. Whether it's taking a longer shower, whether it's just going to a separate side of the house or separate side of the apartment or cooking with headphones on, like blocking yourself out from this world that screams at you, that just doesn't stop screaming. Do you ever feel that no matter how many people you stop texting, or no matter how many things you stop doing, that your phone is always going to be buzzing, your TV is always going to be on? We just need to disconnect, not even just from other people, but also from the internet and from our phones. And that doesn't mean you can't listen to music or you can't listen to a podcast. It just means block it all out. Get to that point. Find that point where you can process your own thoughts and not have to handle everyone else's. It's a hard thing to do, but it's beneficial. It's so good. It's so annoying dealing with everyone all the time, and you will burn out. And you're not even going to burn out of your own gas. You're going to burn out of their gas. Because what they're feeling, when they're burning out, that's being poured onto you. You're not even allowing yourself to use your own energy because you're just getting depleted by theirs. Spend more time alone. Be a loner. You'll find you're going to be a lot happier. And now going into number three. The four things. These four things all work together. Now, if one of the four things that I don't do each day, my day will fail me. That's just how it is. So if I don't do one of these four things, I know that's what it is. And if I do all four things, I just had a bad day. And that's okay. So here are the four things. And you've heard me talk about it on this podcast before. Number one is exercise. You need to move your body. Our bodies are made to move. They're not made to sit in a chair, talking to a camera on a mic. They're not made to do that all day long. They're made to move. I'm not saying you gotta go hunt a friggin' cow. I'm just saying go for a walk, get some fresh air, do a workout, sweat a little. It won't kill you. Actually, some people are allergic to sweat, no? That's not my point here. Move. Just move. Exercise. Lift a weight. Go for a walk. Go for a run. Walk your dog. Do a flight of stairs. Move. Don't move from the fridge to the couch. I know that's harsh. This is not a cookie cutter podcast. You want to get to those happy times, you need to move your body. It doesn't mean go deadlift 500 pounds. Do 10. If you can't do a push-up, do them on your knees. Move. That's it. That's a key. And going into number two of those four things, hydrate. Hydration is key. And I'm not saying to drink a Coke or to drink a Gatorade. And I'm not saying those things are bad. You can definitely drink those things, but drink water. Our bodies are like plants. We need water. And then we need plant food. And that plant food is just food for us. It's proper nutrients. And I'm going to get to that later. But hydration is so key. Drink your water. And then number three is nutrition. And nutrition is so important. Don't eat fast food every day. You can have it every now and then, but don't eat it every day. Eat some whole foods. Add a salad, add some protein. If you're feeling like, you know, you have low energy, carbs and protein are great. They're great. If you feel like you're kind of like feeling slow and backed up, eat a salad. Salad is really, really easily digestible. When you think about food, the way that I think about it is when I'm looking at a menu, I don't look at a menu that I think what tastes good. I look at a menu and ask myself, what is gonna feel good? And so if I'm looking at a menu and I'm like, ooh, that's gonna taste really good, but that's gonna be so heavy, I don't order that. I order things that I know are gonna make me feel good right after, that aren't gonna make me run to the bathroom. Like, nobody wants a 3-layer mac and cheese. And if you do, I don't know if I wanna know your plumbing bill. Take care of yourself. Your body and food isn't just to run through you and just get by day by day. It's to fuel you, to get you through and help you accomplish things that you've always wanted to do. And to do that, you need fuel. And then going into number four of the four things, and that is sleep. Sleep is really hard. It's hard to find the right sleep. It's hard to find the right balance and the right things you got to do and, you know, the remedies that you need to do to get to sleep. And lately I've been taking magnesium glycinate, I think that's how you say it. And I just take one pill. I forget the like milligrams and stuff, but I just take one before bed and I find it does help me sleep. I find there's, oh my gosh, what's the other one? The other common, like not sleeping pill, but whatever it is that's not magnesium. The other one, melatonin. Melatonin, I find, makes me super groggy. And so if it makes you groggy, just try magnesium glycinate. Again, don't know if I'm butchering it. If you go to a pharmacy, they're definitely going to know. And it just helps a little bit with sleep. And it also helps a little bit with anxiety. And that, I take it every single night before I go to bed. I just take one. It's not even going to do that much, but it does a lot for me. And I'm able to get a lot of sleep. However, the only time I'm not able to get sleep is if I don't work out, if I don't exercise, because my body's not tired. My brain is tired, but my body is still like ready to go. It's still ready. I just fueled it. But if I fueled it with bad food, then it's ready to go in a very different way that I'm not happy about. All four of these things work together. If you're saying to yourself, okay, well, I don't feel like eating sometimes, you know, there's obviously deeper issues there that could be for everybody, but I'm talking very generic right now. If you find that you can't eat enough, which was my case, that's because you need to be exercising more. You need to burn off what you have in order to refuel. You need to get hungry. And exercising is very key for that. If you find you're not drinking enough water, exercise is great for that. It is. It's going to make you drink. If you're sweating, you're going to want to drink water. You will. And so exercise is kind of like the holy grail for me. And then it goes into hydration, because hydration, it will keep me exercising. And then I find if I drink a lot, I think it's expanding my stomach, and that allows me to eat more, which is a wonderful thing. And then when I do all three of those things, I'm able to get enough sleep. And once I can get enough sleep, I wake up the next day, I'm ready to do my routine, which is, you know, my clean, my work, my dog park, and then cook, and then work out, and then more work, and then relax. It allows me to get there. And so when it all gets to be too much, don't give up. Get away. That doesn't mean run away. That means get your alone time, because you deserve it. You're allowed to recharge. You're allowed to take care of yourself and let it be selfish. But what that does is it allows you to be there for your friends as well. So thank you very much for listening to this podcast. Thank you very much for allowing me to get this off my chest and get it out. It's something that I'm dealing with right now. And I hope you enjoyed it. And I'm ready for these happy holidays. My new book actually just dropped, which is really exciting for pre-order. It's called Take Your Time and Hurry Up. This is a book that I wrote over the course of 3 years. And I know you're probably clicking off right now, but this book means a lot to me. It's a self-help book about
everything that I've faced over the last 3 years, which is heartbreak, love, grief, loss, anxiety, depression, all of the above, everything, and so much more. It made me cry, laugh, and happy while writing it, and now it is yours. You can get it at stayyou.ca. It's officially available for pre-order. We do have autographed, what did I say like that? We have autographed versions as well as dedicated, and I cannot wait for you guys to have it in your hands. Thank you so much for listening, and I'll talk to you guys next time. Bye.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.